Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
12 minutes just after 2, you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you're at, and this is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. And yeah, my family, those were beautiful, awesome sounds coming there from Zodwa Mahlangu. And the song is, what's the title of the song? Favor is My Name. Favor is my name. You know, when you are singing with the song and then a certain line is stuck in your head, that's me right now. That's me right now, because I'm stuck on, for I am blessed and highly favored. That's where I'm stuck. But favor is my name. So I'm with you up until 3 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan Else says hello to you on something else. And afterwards, Lukom Kwedi Puti comes through with Spectrum, and she will be with you from 4 to 6 ear. And afterwards, then it's Dwayne with sports. Awesome, 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 I tell you. So you don't want to miss any of the shows for today. Right now, I'm joined by my queen, and I am joined by Pastor Angie Campos. Real, I think she's back in the country. She looks so beautiful.
Oh, hi, my thank queen. Thank you. Hello, hello, beautiful woman of God. Look at you, all beautiful.
Thank
hello,
you.
Radio Pulpit family. Hello, listeners. Hello, everybody.
So are you home? You're not in Zambia, right?
I'm not in Zambia. I'm home.
All right. So Zambia shouldn't claim you as theirs, because no. You belong here with us.
And the people in Zambia love me, so I don't know.
No. Zambia, I'm warning you. So my queen, we are back again with you today, and we are looking at the book of Leviticus. Yeah, most of the times we look into other books. We look in, we would go to the New Testament and all. But today you're taking us to the Old Testament, where the Lord is talking about rain. And he says, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crop, and the trees their fruit. Now, before you go into today's teaching, I have a special, special request. I'm going to ask my queen to pray for South Africa, because we are trusting God to bring rain to South Africa for our crop, so that our crop and trees can yield like fruit. We haven't experienced rain ever since. We thought that maybe in August, at the end of August, we only got dust. We thought in September, and just at the brink of October, in the end of September, there was snow, and we didn't get rain. And I was talking earlier on, talking to family members about other individuals who are sick right now, those who are diagnosed with sinusitis and other kinds of chest infections, because there hasn't been rain and there's still this dust that's there, and it affects their health. And we really need rain. Can I ask my queen to lead us in prayer, where we are trusting God for rain in South Africa before we can go to today's teaching?
Amen. And so the word, as you quite well read it out, is in the book of Leviticus, that says the Lord will send us rain, you know, in the right season. He will send us rain. And this is our rainy season, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just our rainy season here in South Africa, but it is our season for rain in our lives. This is our time of jubilee. It's our never-ending jubilee. And so we should be walking in a season of rain continuously.
Yeah.
And absolutely, we do need rain. People have been struggling with sinus. People have been getting sick, and they don't know why they're sick, because of sinus. You know, sinus is one of, when you actually go and research massive causes of main sicknesses and diseases, they'll tell you it's because of a buildup of mucus, And sinus causes a buildup of mucus. Mm. And so we need rain. We need the dust to settle. We need the Lord to open up the heavens and pour out the rain. I'm going to pray in a second, but let me just tell you why I felt the Lord, so that people's faith are lifted up as I share the word, as I share this testimony. Your faith is lifted up, and as your faith is lifted up, you can stand in agreement with me for the rain.
Mm.
So you know that every second Monday I have a financial breakthrough prayer meeting.
Yes, yes.
And two weeks ago, Monday, I was speaking about Ezekiel and the dry bones. So I'm actually teaching on the prophetic and how the redeemed of the Lord need to speak it. The Bible says the redeemed of the Lord say so. You must open your mouth and speak it. And I'm speaking about the prophetic and how you prophetically wage warfare
right.
for God to release what is rightfully yours. And I was speaking about Ezekiel and the dry bones, and I'm going to touch a little bit on that. And, you know, as I was speaking about Ezekiel and the dry bones, and I was saying to the people, just open your mouth and start to prophesy. Speak resurrection, speak refreshing, speak revival, speak this over your life. And as we opened our mouths and started to speak revival and refreshing and resurrection, I felt rain coming down on us.
Wow.
And I mean, I couldn't get out of the presence. I felt this joy come upon me. I felt like I wanted to dance. My spirit was rejoicing. And others felt exactly the same thing. They started to testify. And so rain is very important. Rain speaks of new beginnings. It speaks of a new season. It speaks of refreshing. It speaks of revival. It speaks of new growth. I was saying to the Lord, plant us next to the rivers and let our roots go deep so that we may flourish wherever it is you have planted us. We need water. We need rain. Let us flourish. Let us prosper. And I believe this is what God is saying. We're in a season of rain. We need to tap into it. We need to hear the word of the Lord this afternoon, and we need to tap into the cloud that is bursting over us and appropriate the rain over our lives. So as we go into a time of prayer for South Africa, for our nation, for the Lord to just open up the heavens and just let the clouds burst over us, we're going to receive this both in the natural, but we're also going to receive it in the spirit. Receive it in every area of your life. Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace and mercy this afternoon, we come to you in the name above all names, the name of your Son, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, yes, we need rain. We are crying out for rain. Your word said that if we, your people, will just humble ourselves before you. I can actually feel your presence right now as I speak, Lord. I can feel you. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come and take complete control of this time together. Take complete control of this platform. Take complete control of the airwaves right now. I, Angie, step out so that you, Holy Spirit, can step in and come and release all that you have for your people right now. You said in your word that you will do nothing on this earth unless you do it through your prophets. I am your prophet. And I release all that you have in store for your people this afternoon. Use me as your vessel as I step out so that you can step in and have your way, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come and rain your presence upon us right now. Let your presence fall upon us right now. When our praises go up, your glory, your presence comes down. We are crying out for your presence. You have said if we, your people, will humble ourselves, if we will just turn from our wicked ways, if we will just pray, bow down, bend our knees, bend our stubborn necks before you, Lord. If we will confess our sins, if we will repent and we will just turn from our wicked ways, will you not incline your ears towards us and heal our land? Father, as Daniel repented on behalf of the whole of Israel, we come and we repent today. We confess our sins. We declare and we decree that we are sinners. We have sinned against you in thought, in action, and in deed. We confess that we are our sinners. Our generational bloodline are sinners. We confess it and we repent. Forgive us for we have sinned against you. Forgive each and every person. Forgive this nation of South Africa. Forgive our governments. Forgive our authorities. Forgive our headships. Forgive this fatherless nation. Forgive each and every one of us where we have sinned, Lord Jesus. We repent. Help us where we have gone wrong, Father. Help us to turn from our wicked ways and to turn back to you. Because we need you, Lord Jesus. And as we turn away from our wicked ways, hear our prayer, Lord, and send healing rain. Send healing rain, Father. Send healing rain upon this land. Send healing rain upon our lives, each and every one of us, that our lives may be healed, our marriages be healed, our children be healed, our finances be healed, our businesses be healed, our souls be healed from depression and sadness and stress and worry. Heal us in every area, Lord, because we need you. We need you. We need you. Pour out your presence, Holy Spirit. Come. Come, Holy Spirit, and refresh us. Revive us. Restore us. As we call upon you, Holy Spirit, come. We want to just love you. We want to love you, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the rain even now. I feel the rain even now. It's like a mist that's just coming. Thank you, Jesus. We receive you. We receive you. Just lift up your hands right now. Just lift up your hands to the heaven. And just say, we receive you, Holy Spirit. We receive you. We receive your refreshing. We receive you. We receive your presence. We receive your revival. We receive you. We receive you. We receive you, Holy Spirit. Come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just continue to receive him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
That's where you at. We just had a wonderful time of prayer with our Queen, Pastor Angie Campos Real, as we are praying for South Africa. And we say, Lord, let it rain. Let it rain. Give you the sounds of Loyiso Bala. And he's featuring Neville D right there. Let it rain. 28 minutes. It is just after 2 on 657 AM. I'm not quite sure if you'll be able to finish today's teaching, but it is well. I see you, Mrs. P. And I responded to your WhatsApp. I hope that you got the response. And here's a message from Danny Ursula Andrew. The first one says, remember, God is above you to bless you, before you to guide you, behind you to protect you, behind you to comfort you, and inside you to sustain you. God is good all the time. And she says this.
Afternoon, Sibongela Mafokeng, and Sister Angie. We are blessed and highly favored. God bless us and keep us safe.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Danny Ursula Andrews. Thank you for always choosing us as your number one station. My queen, I don't think you'll be able to finish today's teaching But what do you have for us today?
You know, as I was sharing, and then we'll just pick this up when I'm with you again, but just to get the essence of what the Lord is saying at this time. And I was sharing on, like I said, I'm speaking from Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1 to 12. So, you know, I think it's a well-known scripture. You can read it at home because of just the time constraint that I'm under. But I just want to share directly from my notes. I had made some notes a few years ago in 2018 on this very scripture. And it's so funny because I shared it 10 years ago on Facebook. And, you know, Facebook often comes up with a reminder of what you did 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened that this very weekend, Facebook gave me a reminder that I'd shared this 10 years ago. And I believe that it's a word in season that was confirmation that God is really speaking this word, you know, about Ezekiel and the dry bones. And so we all know the story. We know that, you know, Israel was in captivity. And I just want to paint a picture for you. You know, they were slaves, they were being oppressed, they were in captivity. Yes. You can read the script in your own time. And this is what I prepared over 10 years ago. All hope was gone. The Israelites had been ripped from their homes, exiled to a distant land.
Mm.
Their consciences accused them. They had brought this on themselves through their disobedience.
Mm.
And now whatever faith they once had seemed useless. The temple was gone, leveled by the heathens. God had certainly abandoned them. All hope destroyed. It is for those people that the Lord gave this vision to Ezekiel in the Valley of the Dry Bones. For the Israelites were carried into exile by the Babylonians. Listen to the laments of another prophet who witnessed the destruction. Jeremiah writes, "The Lord has rejected his altar and abandoned his sanctuary. My eyes fail from weeping. I am in torment within. My heart is poured out on the ground because my people are destroyed. What can I say for you? With what can I compare you, O daughter of Jerusalem? Your wound is as deep as a sea. Who can heal you? You, O Lord, reign forever. Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us for so long? Can you hear the tears and see the despair of the Israelites? Does your heart break with them? Just like the Israelites, we also go through times when all seems lost and hope withers away. Do you feel like God has abandoned you? Have you cut yourself off from the Lord? Mm. Have you been asking yourself, why is this happening to me? How long, O Lord? How long? I want you to hear the voice of the Lord this afternoon, because this message goes out to all those like the Israelites at that time who felt hopeless, who felt despair, who felt like God doesn't hear you anymore.
Yeah.
Where are you, Lord? Why have you abandoned me? What is happening? Where is the rain? Why is this happening? Why am I not getting healed, Lord? Why are my finances in the position where they are? Why is a bank coming to take my house? Will I be homeless? Will you ever heal me, Lord? Mm. Will you ever rescue my children who are struggling? Do you hear me, Lord? Why have you abandoned me?
Mm.
I know that there are so many out there. I know. I've been through this so many times. There were times where I felt so hopeless.
Yes.
There were times where I felt so depressed. I tell you, the presence of the Lord is so heavy on me now for this word. I feel like crying. His presence is just here. Just hear what the Lord is saying to you today. There were times where I felt like, Lord, why is this happening to me? What have I done? Is it me? Have I failed? Have I faltered? Have I let you down, Lord? Is it me? Why? Have you abandoned me? Why is this happening to me? I have a child to take care of and everything is going wrong. And the Bible says that when hope is lost, the heart starts to despair.
Mm.
You know, people don't know that the root of a lot of depression is when hope is lost, when we become hopeless. When we stop believing that God is going to come through for us, we lose hope and we become depressed. And I know we've all been there sometime, someplace. But this is what the Lord is saying to you today. listen to what the Lord is saying to you today. The Lord is saying in Ezekiel 37, 1 to 2, it says, the hand of the Lord was on me. The hand of the Lord was on me. Just say it after me. Say, the hand of the Lord is on me. And he brought me out by the Spirit. And the Lord set me in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he led me back and forth among them. And I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were dry. The Lord is asking you to ask him to show you. You know, often we think we know where the problem is. But we don't often know what the root of our problem is. Why is what happening? And the Bible is telling us in Ezekiel 37 that the Lord took Ezekiel by the Spirit, and he took him to the Valley of the Dry Bones, and he showed him. Now, there are certain things that are going wrong in your life that you need to understand what the root cause of these things going wrong is. You need to go and you need to ask the Lord. Say, Holy Spirit, show me. Show me, why is this going wrong? I was just in a closet this morning. I was preparing for this message, and I was saying to the Lord, show me. Show me the areas in my life where I have missed you. Show me the areas in my life where I have been disobedient. Show me the areas in my life where I need to change. Show me the areas in my life where I have not heard you clearly. Show me why certain things are happening in my life. I know for a fact I should be far ahead of where I am currently. I said to the Lord, show me. Show me where are the hindrances. Show me where are the blockages. Show me where the obstacles lie. Show me. Is it a demonic attack upon my life? Is it a lack of wisdom on my part? Maybe I did something and it was a lack of wisdom on my part that opened the door for this resistance, this hindrance for the enemy to have legal ground to come and delay what God wants has in store for me. Ask the Lord to show you. Lord, show me. Is it me? Is it a generational bloodline curse? Is it a demonic soul tie? Is there something in my life? Is it in my generational bloodline? Show me. I've actually been fasting and praying for the past week, and I've been asking the Lord for this one thing. Show me. He says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Ask. And when he starts to show you, ask him for a strategy on how to deal with these things. If the Lord shows, okay, it could be a generational bloodline curse that's hindering you from moving forward, that's not difficult. Apply the blood of Jesus to break every generational bloodline curse. Stand on Galatians 3:13. That's not a difficult thing. You know, if it's a demonic attack upon your life, seek the Lord for the strategy on how to engage in this warfare. How do you engage? You don't just engage the enemy in warfare in any, you know, way that you want to. There are strategies that God gives us for warfare. So it's very important that we ask the Holy Spirit. So I'm just going to rush through this, that we ask the Holy Spirit, like Ezekiel was taken to the valley of the dry bones. Show us, what are the areas in our lives that are dry bones? What is it? Are your finances dry bones? Is your marriage dry bones? Are your children not in a good place? Is it dry bones? Is your health dry bones? Okay, these are the areas that are dry bones, Lord. What is the root? What caused this? We know for the Israelites, it was disobedience. Yeah. It was rebellion. Yeah. And that's how they ended up where they were.
Yeah.
And so in verse 4, so I'm just skipping ahead. And so in verse 4, Ezekiel says, and then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. In order for us to be able to prophesy, we have to hear what is the Lord saying to us. What is the Lord saying to you in this season? I know what the Lord is saying to me in this season. The Lord is saying to me in this season, it's a season of rain. What is the Lord saying to you over your circumstances in the season? What has the Lord been speaking to your life? What are the prophecies that God has spoken over your life? In order for you to experience God's revival, restoration, and resurrection, in every dead situation in your life, you must prophesy to it. You must speak to it. You must speak to every dry and dead situation in your life. I remember a few years ago, a cousin of mine, His name is Lishon. He's in New Zealand now. He was actually taking up, the tithes and offerings at his church, and he had printed out a declaration on a page. And he printed out this declaration, and he just thought of me, and he printed a copy for me, and when I saw him, he gave it to me. And this declaration spoke this. It said, "I declare and I decree in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Money is coming into my bank account. Mm. Money is coming to me supernaturally. Money is coming into my business." And there were a whole lot of declarations. And he said, "And just say this every day." Mm. And I thought, let me do it. And I got up every morning and I made the declarations. I actually wrote my bank account details on a page. And I spoke and I said, "Money is coming into your bank account. Money is coming to you. Money is coming to you." And I just kept on declaring it and decreeing it. And you wouldn't believe, one of my old pension funds just phoned me out of the blue and they said, "We're owing you money." And they said, "Can we have your bank account details?" The same bank account that I was declaring finances to. And then they paid the money into. Now, I have many testimonies of this, many, many testimonies of declaring and decreeing and prophesying what God has spoken. What have you been speaking over your life and over your circumstances? Ezekiel 37, verse 5 and 6 says, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these dry bones. I will make breath enter you, and I will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will breathe in you, and I will come to life, and then you will know that I am the Lord." You know, there's so much in here that I can't really speak to today. But what I want to speak to is the breath of the Holy Spirit. The breath, the revival, refreshing, resurrecting breath of the Holy Spirit. You know, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same Holy Spirit that's going to resurrect whatever is dead in your life. The same Holy Spirit, the very same Holy Spirit that baptized Jesus Christ is the same Holy Spirit that's going to refresh and revive every dry bone area of your life. The same Holy Spirit that God blew the breath.
Oh, she just got, like, she really disappeared on us right there. She's back.
There we go.
She is back. Let's put her back on. The very same Lord Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. It's still the very same Spirit who is going to resurrect the dry areas in our lives.
Exactly. The same Holy Spirit that God blew into Adam is the same Holy Spirit that He's going to blow into your life. But you got to prophesy. You got to speak. I want you to look at what some of the scriptures say here. Mm. It says, you know, we're speaking here about Acts chapter 2, verse 2. And it says, you know, the wind, the breath of life, the wind that God is speaking about in Ezekiel chapter 37 represents the Holy Spirit. And He says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." That speaks of the Holy Spirit. John 6, verse 63 says, "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, the prophetic words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life." If you want to see revival in your situation, if you want to see resurrection, if you want to see restoration in those things in your life that are dead, it is the words that you speak by the power of the Holy Spirit that will produce life. If you want rain, if you want refreshing rain, you want healing rain, you want the rain of the Holy Spirit to come upon your situation, your circumstances, this country, you have to speak it. The Bible says that the redeemed of the Lord will say so. If you are redeemed, you need to speak it. If you are redeemed, you need to speak it. God is raising up in this final hour a prophetic army, an exceeding great army, to declare His word and to release His promises on this earth. What are that army? We are a people of vision, a people of purpose, a people of revelation, a prophetic people, a people who will take a stand against the enemy and take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us. We take back what the enemy, one of the weapons of our warfare, of taking back what the enemy has stolen from us, is the prophetic word. You speak, you declare, you decree, you take up the word as a sword of the Spirit the Holy Spirit, the spoken word, the sword of the Spirit, and you wage warfare. If you are not speaking it, you will not see it. Life and death lies in the power of your tongue.
Sure. And he remains the same. He's the same God. He hasn't changed. If he did it in the past, he will do it for us. Let's take a break, and we are coming back just now.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iria robedi thapama. Theletsa baruti ka mihuta huta ge baruta lentjula modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonya gago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
He's able to bring us out. He's able to do it again. He is God. He is faithful. He's the same God. He hasn't changed. That very same Lord Holy Spirit, he's the same today. And I so, my family, I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Angie Campus Real. And the title or the topic is Rain for Refreshing Revival and Resurrection. And I saw a family member. Where are you? Where's your message? Okay. Kimberly Villani saying, glory to God, Pastor Angie. This message is bringing me to tears. Thank you, Lord Holy Spirit. And I see again, let me go up. There are many other messages here that I have to cross. Tembinkosi, rise, shine, Kati. Being blessed by this message. Mrs. P, hello. thank you so much, Mrs. P, for also joining in and being with us. Pastor Angie, it's time for refreshing. It's time for the rain to come. So it's upon our tongues. Life and death is upon our tongues. It means we have to wage war. I mean, the enemy is at war with us daily, 24/7. He never gives us a break. So it's our time to do that as well.
He never gives us a break. And this is, you know, I'm going to be carrying on this message I started it 2 weeks ago, you know, Monday, and I'm going to be carrying it on. And I said to everybody who joins my platform on a Monday evening, I'm not rushing through this message. Come into the refreshing, reviving, resurrecting power of the Holy Ghost. You know, what I was saying to everybody, you know, when they joined the financial prayer group every second Monday, I said, it's not a prosperity platform. God wants you to prosper. I want you to prosper. We all want to prosper.
Pastor Angie is getting cut again. Family, let's hope that she will come back again, because I'm not quite sure what's happening right there. And we are just at the end of our talk with her. Pastor Angie, are you there? Okay. All right. Okay. I'm not quite sure what is happening. But yes, Pastor Angie is available on social media platforms. And You can look for Angie Campos Real on all social media platforms. And to find out more about their prayer sessions as well, you can. Every second Monday of the month, there is a gathering of saints where Christians are just gathered, and she's leading those prayers. And if you'd like to be in contact with her, she is available on 082-518-3768. She's available on 082-518-3768. So, my queen, you were just about to wrap up, and you were saying God wants you. Yes, and you were saying God wants you to succeed as well. It's not a prosperity session that you have. You were telling us about what you were sharing with the group. Can you hear us, Pastor Angie? Okay, I'm not quite sure why Pastor Angie cannot hear me. Can you hear us, Pastor Angie? All right. I think I have to do something here so that she's able to can log out, or should I say log out, but to wrap up and close our discussion in such a nice and a beautiful way. She's there on our platform on Facebook, but she can't hear us as we talk to her. So I'm trying to call her and also get her to just wrap up, with us just now. I hope that she can. Oh my. I hope she picks up. My queen, you are here with me now. Hello to you. We have to wrap up. Yes, my queen.
No, this is not a prosperity message. This is not a prosperity message. This is a contending message.
Yeah.
You have to look at every situation, every circumstance in your life, and you've got to take up the sword of the Spirit. You know, in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 3, the Lord asks Ezekiel, he says, do you believe that these dry bones can live?
Mm.
Now, I can't answer that question for you. Nobody can answer that question for you. That's between you and the Lord. You have to settle it in your heart. You've got to settle it in your heart. And you've got to say, do you believe that God can heal me?
Mm.
Do you believe that God can deliver my children? Do you believe that God can financially bless me in abundance? Do you believe that God can promote me? Do you believe it? I can't answer this for you. Only you can answer this. Do you believe that the dry bones of your health, do you believe the dry bones of your marriage? Do you believe the dry bones of your children? Do you believe that the dry bones of your finances, your dry bank account, every area of your life that is dry and drying, do you believe that it can, do you believe that the Holy Spirit can pour out of yourself, not later, not tonight, not in an hour, right now? Do you believe that right now the Holy Spirit can come and move in your situation and turn your situation around, and that what was dead and what was drying can be resurrected and live again abundantly, exceedingly, abundantly more than you can think of or imagine? Do you believe your dry bones can?
Wow. It is upon us to answer that ourselves. And Pastor Angie, thank you so much for the challenge. Challenge taken. It's time to wage war from our side. Thank you so much for that, for empowering us today. And I understand that there is prayer today.
At 7 p.m., you know, I do send out a link
every afternoon, so you can get my cell phone number.
Yes,
and you can connect, you know, you can connect to that. You can just get my cell phone number, you can connect to that. You know, I want to end this meeting with a song, the words of the song that I really love. I know we're out of time. It's by Ron Canoli, and it says, you know, the song says, for these are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are the days of the great trial, of famine and darkness and sword. Still, we are the voice in the desert, crying.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of our servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white as the world, but we are the laborers in the vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Angie. I was looking for that song, but I do not have that song. But thank you so much for ministering to us. We love you so much. And family, do remember the number 082-518-3762. Love you, Pastor Angie. And we say hello to Germany, Johan Els, as we continue waging war. Life and death are under the power of your tongue.
Amen.
Leaving you with the sounds of Sissy Wynant's Waging War as we say hello to Germany, Johan Els, and bye bye to you until tomorrow.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.